Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look.
Yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the shit to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics and race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and blessings. It's your girl, Bree, and it's Freestyle Thursday. And I'm joined with my favorite co-host, Mark, in Houston, hot-ass Texas. But I bet you ain't as hot as it is here in New York. What's up, Mark?
What is up? I know y'all, I hear you all trying to fake like y'all trying to have some summer or something.
Listen,
people complaining.
I got the AC and the fan going. It is burning the hell up here.
Yeah. Ain't nobody feeling sorry for you down here, so I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, my
goodness.
Nobody
feeling sorry for you, dear.
Jeez and Pete.
Won't you know that? We don't feel sorry for you. But, hey, it's a beautiful thing. And guess what today is?
I don't know. What is today?
it's Freestyle Thursday. It's the day when you, the listener, and Bree, can talk about anything that you'd like to do on the Bree Life Radio Show, on Blog Talk Radio, folks. Yes, and Bree, you know, people, if they could only hear the things we talk about prior to coming on air, like, you know, the 5 minutes before, the 5 minutes before.
You know. I don't know if there are people in particular who really appreciate the day.
They don't want to, you know, they don't want to know that. They don't want to know that at all. But so June is almost over. We just started summer yesterday. So we started the summer solstice, and it's a beautiful thing. The longest day of the year was yesterday. I mean, longest day of light was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that every day from this point on is going to be getting shorter and shorter. We're on our way to Christmas already.
Wow.
For real. That's crazy. But you know what? I will say this. Man, it seems like we got to June fast.
I believe so. I remember January. Like it was yesterday, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You remember January 20-something?
The inaugural.
The inaugural, yeah.
Inauguration, yes.
We are actually celebrating this week, Bree Life Radio, streaming. Actually, yeah, on the 25th, it will be official. Bree Life Radio has been streaming on Blog Talk Radio officially for 6 months now.
Half a year.
Yeah.
Half a year, y'all.
And I just want to thank our listeners because I have enjoyed 99.8% of the moments.
That's what you need to do, actually. Enjoy them. Cherish.
Yes.
Cherish the day.
Yeah, Sade, baby.
Big forehead.
So. On the freestyle. we do anything we want to do. We talk about anything that we want to talk about, and we learn from you, the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And you can share in our joy and our freestyle by calling in to 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. Mark,
yes.
Before I do some house cleaning or housekeeping, tell me, what's your freestyle today? Give me one of them. I'm going to let you go first.
Natural hair.
Oh, okay.
Natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is natural hair? I mean, and this is quite interesting, you know, in light of the fact that Brother Chris Rock did a little thing on hair, and he took us all around the world, and we looked at extensions, we looked at the trouble that our sisters go through to beautify themselves. I don't know if they would call it trouble, but it was an article that I read in Madame Noir, and it was talking about, is the natural hair movement really just the kinky curly fro movement? And she brought up some interesting points. One was, if a woman just doesn't have a perm. If a woman doesn't have a perm, does that qualify her for being just having natural hair? So most people say it on the surface, yes. But she's making a point, which is kind of interesting, the kinky curly fro movement. Half the time, and that's what she's running into, when people talk about natural hair, they're talking about actually certain types of styles, all the way to the point where people are getting extensions in their hair so that it'll look like that.
Uh-huh.
Which,
yeah, because there are some women that don't have the type of hair that warrants or, you know, promotes a natural fro. So, I mean, because I had the opportunity to recently be, you know, have an opportunity to go through my old my family photo album. And my mom was never into the afros, but I noticed that some of my aunts who don't really have the type of hair that that really promoted wearing an afro actually did some interesting things to get one. You know, you go through a hair stripping process, you go through... what you would do is you'd braid your hair. You'd braid your hair to get it somewhat, depending on the type of texture that you had, type of texture that your hair was. You'd either braid it, or you could use these really tight, these really thin perm curlers, perm rod curlers, to make the curl or the braid tight. What you would do, you braid your hair first, and then you would curl it. So it would really be tight, and then you comb it out gently or just unravel the braid with your fingers and then use the pick.
Well, here's the thing. The thing is this. It's a question because we talk about the natural hair and the whole concept of you not doing anything to your hair, so you are celebrating the fact that this is what I came into the world with, or this is my stuff, this is my stuff. So when we get a perm or we do anything else to it, that's suggesting that, you know, we're rejecting what our real selves are. At least that's what some of the premise of some of the stories that I've read and even movies and stuff. But here's the thing, that this article is kind of talking about the fact that what happens when a person's straight hair is natural? Are they just have natural hair? And I think that is what the issue is, going out of your way to make a point that you're not getting a perm. Because is natural hair meaning anything besides a perm? Because me and my daughter had this conversation one day because she's never had a perm in her hair. And she wears the from time to time she'll go ahead and go, because my ex-wife, her mama, definitely believed in straightening combs. She doesn't believe in perms. She believes in bumping it and doing everything else to make the curl straight, but she doesn't believe in entering into any type of foreign thing. Well, my argument was, I said, well, have you ever looked on the back of any of these products? They have petroleum in them. So, in effect, whenever you put half of any of that stuff on your hair, unless you really went 100%, like, I don't know, cow manure or something, I don't know. You know, like they do what they do with the dreads with beeswax and, you know, other things that some of my brothers and sisters do, that I've talked to friends from places like Jamaica and Trinidad that they would do to get a certain look for their hair to lock up, you know. Now we have products that'll lock your hair. But those products have petroleum in it or various other types of synthetic processes. So my thing is that you're always putting something on your hair that's not, you know, natural. I think the only way it would be natural would be water and a comb.
Right.
And I don't know who does that. So what happens is we come up with these things that says this is natural, this is real, this is you know, proud to be, and this is not proud to be. This is denying your heritage, and this is embracing your blackness. And whoever the arbiters of these rules are, they create this judgment. So in this one article, I'm looking at this one sister. She has this long, straight hair. And this other sister has this more curly, kinky type of hair or whatever, tight curls.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, somebody saw this sister right here. They'll say, you know what? She got a perm. Why is she trying to have white hair? That's cold. Straight hair is cold word white hair. Which I just, it amazes me. Like, I know sisters that have hair like this. I mean, hell, look at your hair. Even though it's not, I mean, you could probably make it really curly, 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 but it's kind of got some level of straightness to it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and to be quite honest, I relaxed my hair recently. But when my hair is unrelaxed naturally, it's wavy slash curly. And
right.
You know, in the summertime, I often refrain from doing too much to my hair because I would prefer, well, even with the relaxer, because I can't use something very strong because, you know, my hair is, you know, not, my hair isn't thick, so I don't want to traumatize it. But in the summertime, I wear my hair like wet and wavy because the humidity and the, you know, I don't like hair on my neck, and you know, it's just out of control. So I prefer to just
the author of this article, her name is Alyssa Henry. She starts off the blog saying this. She says, I've been looking around the internet trying to determine what exactly constitutes natural hair. I was under the impression that a person is natural if her hair is free of chemical relaxers. However, after observing natural hair blogs, YouTube, Black Twitter, Phi Napa Kappa, natural hair meetup announcements, and any place black women gather in large numbers, it seems that the natural movement is really just the kinky, curly fro movement.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that's going to be another level of scrutiny that a person goes through when they don't have the natural kinky curly. And now when you see ladies that have the natural kinky curly, almost dreaded look, people are like, oh, that's so beautiful. That's so natural. Ooh, I love that natural. My daughter, that's how my daughter wears her hair. And I swear down here in Texas, she's in the grocery store, and this happened several times, but women have walked up to her and put their hands in her hair.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like, how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's beautiful because what? You know, I wish I could get my hair like that. What do you do? You know, and so I think that's funny because the blog is kind of addressing this whole concept of, what this whole natural thing is. You know. So sisters,
well,
get
I think that you know what, since that your freestyle was about kinky curly natural hair, I think that's a perfect segue for our first commercial break. So what we're going to do is we'll be back in about a minute, because who said it? Mark said it. All right.
It is very common to hear people use the phrase, I'm going to be me. I'm not changing for anybody. And they use that phrase a lot of times to suggest that nothing's wrong with them and they're fine with being who they are. But here's a question. What happens when being you leaves you with only you? You know, like, you're acting the way you act and people leave the room.
You lose two or three friends at a time.
You talk to the mirror more than you talk to your best friend.
You take long walks in the park holding your own hand.
My suggestion is, don't change. Don't change.
Don't change. Don't change.
Because, after all, you like being you. Now, here's some problems with being you. Not considering you may end up walking through the room holding your own hand by yourself. But that's okay, because guess what? You're still being you. So, if you're liking it, I'm loving it. And remember, don't stop being you.
Don't change, baby.
Not for anybody. Even yourself. This has been Mark Said It in Under a Minute.
There we are, and he said it. So, and thank you very much for sharing your Mark Said It's with the show. And also, that one in particular, I happen to like because my favorite Isley Brothers song is on there. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, hello is me.
That's right.
I ain't changing. Well, I'll take that back. I will change, but I'll change because it'll just happen. You know, kind of like the gray hair thing or the, you know, the limp a little bit or the sore mm-hmm. muscles just a little bit. You know, those changes happen. That's the only change that I'm doing, the ones that's happening.
Well, you know,
I
find it interesting that you brought up the subject of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are men that have problems with women that try to use any type of enhancements for themselves. They say, oh, I don't want a sister to wear a wig. Oh, I don't want a sister to do this. Oh, I don't want to. But men, they do certain things to enhance their presence. Men who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s that are that have gray hair that don't like it, they dye their hair. We could even talk about physiological enhancements. Men who have erectile dysfunction use enhancements to take care of what they need to take care of. So I mean, if a man can do all these things from a wide range, and as you can see, I went from one extreme to the other.
What kind of enhancements? What you talking about? He can do some enhancements.
Oh, you just heard me.
No.
Out of here. What you say?
I said, you know what I said.
Hell no.
No. No. Somebody enhancements. Would you like in hand? Like he's in his hand?
No. Enhancements.
Oh, okay. And I thought it was in the hands. Oh, it was in Smith's hand. You know, enhancements.
Oh, no.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. But you said that so what about women that get, you know, implants? We don't like them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, men will make comments about what they don't want their woman to do, but they'll be gawking at the television or, you know, in their car or at the movie screen of women that are highly enhanced.
But how do we know
and
if they're enhanced or not?
It's such a contradiction.
But how do we know if they're enhanced or not? Maybe we just
oh, come on.
That's
well, first of
with.
All, I happen to have worked in the industry. I worked in the music industry. I worked in television as a makeup artist. And I'm telling you, they're enhanced.
No, but I'm saying if I'm gawking, how do I know what I'm gawking at? I mean, it just looked big to me. You know, the hair just looks long to me.
Okay.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know that it's enhanced.
All right, because
I mean,
usually what will happen A man will say something to their girlfriend or their wife, something about whatever enhancement they choose to utilize. And then, you know, the argument back from the woman is that, hey, I'm not doing anything much. I'm not doing things much different than Halle Berry or Gabrielle Union, and you know, all of those. Paula, what is her name? Paula
Abdul.
No, not Paula Abdul. The Robin Thicke's wife.
Paula Patton.
Patton, right?
Yeah.
You know, they all are enhanced.
Well, you know what? This is what I look at right now. I look at the fact that we have a caller, and we both know who this caller is. But you know what? I don't even like to put people out. I like people to announce who they are when they come on. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask. We have a caller from 917-653. Who do we have the pleasure of talking with tonight on the Bree Life Radio Show?
Hey, y'all. This is Red.
It can't be Red. Is it Red? For real? Well. You know what, Red? This is what I have to say for you. This is what I have to say.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I've been sick, so I've been away. Sorry, I was sick.
Well, are you better?
I'm better. Yes, I am. I'm better.
That's cool. Well, we're freestyling, but. I don't know if we would love to hear your freestyle, but because I know you got opinions, let me ask you, what you think about this whole, what it means to have natural hair thing?
What does it mean to have natural hair? Okay,
yeah,
well,
you know.
This is an interesting topic. I saw Good Hair by Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
was in some thing. But... Good hair, I'm sorry, natural hair is hair that is virgin. Virgin hair is hair that has not been processed and not been treated by any chemicals, straightening comb, or anything. That's natural hair, or quote-unquote virgin hair.
Okay, that's virgin hair, but virgin and natural, what's the difference between virgin and natural hair?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Okay. So if it's virgin, that means it hasn't been touched. If it's natural, then you don't comb it at all either? Because once you touch it, when you comb it, even combing your hair, you play with the texture of it or the presentation of the texture of it anyway. So if it was curly and I comb it, I've actually just, whether it's a hot comb or a cold comb, I've actually altered it at that point.
If you are altering hair with anything that's going to make the texture different, then you no longer have natural or virgin hair, period.
Oh, okay. So,
that hair does not go back to its, for instance, like you said, your ex-wife would use a hot comb.
Mm-hmm.
If she uses a hot comb on baby girl's hair, she has altered the natural state of the hair. It will not go back to its natural state until it is washed.
But here's the thing. The natural state is constantly... See, that's my only problem. I kind of want to know who comes up with these phrases and comes up with the definitions for these phrases, because this is what this article is challenging. This article is challenging the fact that, okay, we're taking this whole thing, so if I put petroleum jelly on my hair, I alter the texture of it the moment I put some Vaseline on it.
No, that's not
so now
thing.
It ain't natural no more? It ain't natural no more?
That's not
if I put bees... Even if I put beeswax in my hair, and those beeswax, huh?
It's not the same thing, honey. You are moisturizing your scalp. You are moisturizing the hair with with some type of emollient, whether it be a Vaseline or a hair lotion or hairspray or something like that. It is not chemicals, or I should say, it's not going to go into the cuticle of your scalp and change the texture forever. Just because you put some oil-based product on your hair, that's still completely different than taking a chemical lye-based solution and putting that on your scalp and altering the straight or the curliness of your hair. forever.
Well, this is, and again, if you get a chance to read this article, it's on Madame Noir. It's the same conversation is being had, and the things that I'm saying are the things that people that are not agreeing with what you're saying are saying, which is showing me that it's not a universal agreement on whatever this is. I guess that's why it's kind of interesting to me, this whole concept of what it is. My bigger issue is, why does it make a difference? So does it make me any less whatever I am if I do choose to alter my hair chemically?
You know, I find it interesting because years ago, I used to wear braids. I wore braids for like, I don't know, 7 years. Individual braids, and I went from varying colors from dark brown to honey blonde. So I went through this whole honey blonde stage for about a year. And one day I was invited to this network function where Najee, the jazz player, was performing and playing, and we were all sitting around and we were having this discussion. And there was a few sisters in there. Some of them had naturally textured hair. Some of them had their hair relaxed. And so they, I guess, saw it as an opportunity to try to figure out who in the room they can make uncomfortable in front of this man who obviously has some type of celebrity status and they're trying to impress him. So, of course, because I'm sitting there with blonde extensions in my hair, they call me out and they want to know, why is it that you not only decide to extend your hair with braids, but you then put in blonde color? Are you not happy with who you are as a black woman? And I thought, what the hell? I said, I can never change the color of my skin just because I changed the color of my hair, nor do I want to. It is an expression of how I decide to express myself stylistically, fashionably, for that time frame. Not because I want to be other than who I am, but because I just decided that, you know what, I think I look good in honey blonde hair, so I'm going to wear that color for as long as I feel like wearing it.
So how are we with this then? So why do you, if you would have to just gander and guess, why do you think right now especially, and of course in light of Chris Rock's movie, but, you know, even before that, why is this a conversation anyway lately? Because for the last couple of years, this has been raging on and off.
It has been. It has been. I think it's unfortunate that it is such it's become a hostile conversation. It's not even a conversation that you're having of life. It's hostile. I have actually had hostile conversations with women who have decided that they need to teach me, quote unquote, that my choice is wrong because I am of African descent and I should never try to alter what was naturally given to me because it goes against us as a human race. And I thought, what are you talking about? The whole conversation was so hostile, and it made me feel like, okay, you know what? I have to step out of this conversation and look at it objectively. Obviously, there is something about me and the choice that I have decided to become outspoken and bold enough to make this type of choice and still be secure with myself, but you're not. So I'm going to look at you funny now, and I'm going to think there must be something going on with you that you have decided to become hostile against me because I've made a fashion choice, a choice of style, which really is personally my own. No one decides to tell me what I should or should not look like, what I should or should not wear. That is my choice. So I shouldn't have to be judged by every other woman in America who thinks that because she doesn't want to or she doesn't like to or she's too scared to do what I do, that she needs to judge me. And that's my stance on it. It's become hostile, and I really don't know why. I think it's sad.
Well, I think, you know, I don't, my take on it is that we feel a need to be known, and I think one of to feel like we're being noticed and not ignored, number one. And one of these things comes from the biggest argument came started coming when women that were wearing these styles were going into the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the biggest issues that started this whole issue of black, this quote-unquote black hair, you know. Mm-hmm. And I say, this is about stylistic expression, obviously, but the reality is they feel they're being ridiculed or look or maybe ignored or denied promotions or access if they walked into either an interview or walked into a boardroom wearing this. But then when successful women started coming out like that, then it started becoming sort of like, well, you know, if I see a person wearing their hair like that in locks or whatever, they're militant or something like that. So it became an issue of expression and a social acceptance based upon what did it mean. I mean, if you wear your hair like this, you probably are radical or you're probably mean or you're probably stubborn or any other number of adjectives that may be given to you because your hair is not straight. So I think that's why we have this big argument more so now, because it was a defining thing. It was about the radical people did it, kind of like the Afros of the 70s. You know, it was kind of like, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, again, part two.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
and I think that's why we saw a lot of that.
Well, what I'd like to do right now is go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be rejoined with our favorite guest panelist, Red, and this is the Bree Life Radio Show, and we're freestyling on Thursday.
Everybody's looking for a leader.
So how's that working for you, buddy?
The next Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
I don't know. Marcus Garvey.
You figure it out.
But here's the question. What if you walk down the street yourself?
Yourself.
Self. Oh, I know. You're waiting for that glory bus to come and pick you up. Well, you just sit there and wait.
And wait. And wait.
And maybe, and just maybe, you might get picked up. But here's a novel idea. Walk down the street yourself.
Just walk down the street yourself.
You know, as many leaders as we have had, you think you have leader practice by now. So you should be ready to lead yourself down the street. Because, hey, you never know. You might get there. Just having fun, folks. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
And we're back. Freestyle Thursdays.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Oh,
goodness. Who does these things? I mean, for real?
Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to change it up a little bit. And since we have Red on the line, which we missed her so very much, we're glad that she's feeling better. I want to ask Red, what's your freestyle, baby? You've been gone for 2 weeks. So I know that you've been bubbling. You got something good for us tonight.
I did. I had a few other things, but what is most prevalent in my mind right now is something that I saw earlier, which I thought was very odd. And maybe it's not odd. Maybe it does happen. I don't know. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, if you're the bigger person, you can't allow this. But this is more so a male question. And since Mr. Houston, the only male on the line today, I wanted to know. Now, I heard a couple of celebrity females on a guest panel show earlier today stating that they are kumbaya with their ex-husbands, and so are their current husbands. And they all go out and hang out together, and everything is cool, and merging kids, and everybody's having fun, and they fist bump in and the whole thing. And I'm thinking, is this really possible? And would you be cool with your ex-wife's new husband? Could y'all sit down and have dinner and relate and relax and have a chilled out evening and go to each other's houses and have a ball game together? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it depends on how you broke up. To me, that's always about the issue. How did we break up? Because me, I could do it. It wouldn't even bother me. You know what I'm saying? Depends on why we broke up, though.
Mm-hmm.
If it was volatile, if it was crazy, if it was out of control, fine. But if we came to the understanding this is just not the best thing for us, then, yeah, I could, especially if I still think they're a cool person. See, it really depends on a couple things. Number one, how I viewed or how the breakup was. And if the breakup was, you know, again, when I say cool, meaning that, you know, we both agreed that this shouldn't be anymore, as opposed to one went kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that might be different. As far as security is concerned, I mean, if they're cool people, they're cool people. I'm not tripping. I mean, what are we doing with the ex people? We just having dinner? We just had a social function together? I don't know. I mean, what am I doing with my ex? What are you doing with your ex?
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on every single situation, but the picture that was painted between these two women, and they're very high profile. They were both married to some very A-list celebrities. And they stated that they are so cool with their exes that they all hang out all the time, that it mm-hmm. has become a regular thing. And I just kept thinking, how realistic could that be? Or is that just a celebrity thing? I don't know.
Well, my hand is up. I've raised my hand if you haven't seen it.
I felt it.
But because I have a personal feeling about this. And before I go into that, I want to just comment to the last statement you made, that it has become like a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting thing. I agree with Mark when he says it depends on how you broke up. That is the key. How you broke up will set the tone for your ability to be able to have some type of amicable or even sociable relationship still with your ex. Now, what makes that conducive, what makes that cohesive is when you have children in common. I can understand when two people have children in common to keep the amicable relationship going, to be able to communicate, laugh and smile, because that generates good social behavior for your children.
Hmm.
That shows them that, you know, you even two people who have been at odds chose to go separate ways. They've done it in a respectful manner. And what's the most important thing in common to the both of these people is the child. Is them. So they become better, I feel, in my own personal opinion, because I have an ex-spouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When your child or your children see you and your ex have the capacity to be able to be sociable, to be amicable, to be pleasant, just beyond saying, hi, how are you? Okay, I'll drop him off at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, thanks a lot. Take care. You know, something beyond that, like I said, it generates better behavior in the child or the children. Now, to reference your comment at the beginning, I'll tell you, personally, myself, I am not one who just on GP supports you having a relationship with your ex after you become exes. I think when you're an ex, you're exed out. And for me, I have personally dealt with that issue because I had in-laws that were close to my ex-husband's ex-girlfriend. Then when I came along, they did not know how to transition themselves out of, you know, inviting her to family events. They didn't see that it was inappropriate for them to continue to do that. And not even give me the option to say, well, I'm okay with it or I'm not okay with it, especially since this was an individual that caused a lot of discourse in my relationship as I was transitioning into the family.
So question. So you Red asked the question, is this like something that celebrities may be doing?
Like, yeah, is it
normal? And it is normal. It isn't normal. And I, you know, I would say this, knowing what I know about people, I would say the majority of people say no. The majority
no.
of people will say no. They're going to say no. I live my life on a case-by-case basis, so I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm cool with everybody. Now, everybody's going to be cool with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be around any exes of mine. You know, I ain't got no problem with them. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? And I can socialize.
But you know what? You may not have a problem with them, but let's say now you have a new woman in your life.
Okay.
She may not want to
hang around
your ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife.
So the question
And she
is,
should be given the respect and the consideration to be asked if she has a problem with it.
Yeah. So you're making. So what you just did was you just put another dynamic, and that dynamic was my ex had a problem with it. I mean, my present may have a problem with it. But I'm under the impression that I'm not going to be doing it if she got a problem with it. So if we're doing it, she must be okay with it.
Okay. So let me throw in another dynamic. So when this actually happened for the first and only time, because by the time I finished acting up, they was like, oh, absolutely not. We won't be doing this again. We won't make the mistake of doing this again.
But what's the act up about, though? What's the act
I'm
up
sorry?
About? What's the act up about? Why are you acting up?
Okay, let me explain. If you listen to what I just said a few moments ago, I said that this person caused a bunch of drama and discord in my relationship because she was not ready to let go. And when she realized that my ex-husband had moved on and was engaged to marry someone new, she went bananas.
Okay.
So now I'm dealing with the drama of somebody that don't want to let go. Okay? Which put a bad taste in my mouth. And my ex-in-laws were privy to this. They knew that this had happened, that this was going on. And they're older than me and my ex, so you would think that they would have better judgment to say, well, we have to keep Bree and this other person apart. We can't, even though we don't want to give up our friendship with this young lady, we have a new daughter-in-law. And we can't, and she can't, we can't make her feel, you know, it's not kind of us to do anything to make her feel uncomfortable.
This person upsets her,
so we're going to keep her separate.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Now,
let me answer your
first question, because you made a reference, if your girlfriend had a problem with it, then you wouldn't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, my ex-husband, because he grew up in, it seemed like they had a communal based idea about life and how they interacted with people, nothing was a big deal to them.
Okay.
So me being upset about having to be in the presence of this young woman that was causing all type of discord between us and disruption, he didn't see that there was a problem with that. So his mother actually called him one day when she knew that they were going to have this family birthday party, and she asked him, would it be all right if I invited so-and-so to the birthday party? And he told her, yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got there and was told that she was going to be there, and I was like, you know, I looked at my mother-in-law and I said, how do you think that this is okay? And she said, well, Alex said that she said it's okay, it wasn't a big deal. And I'm looking at my ex-husband like, are you for real?
Okay. So wait a minute. All right. So if you start doing what you just did, then that's changing the whole dynamic. The issue is, If it works, it works. If it doesn't work for whatever reason, it doesn't work. And I think that the issue of whether we hang out with my ex is always really about even a more specific and more respectful issue. And the issue is, what is okay for our relationship? And if I'm respecting the relationship, then there are things that obviously I'm not going to do, whatever that be, whether it be going around some old friend, male friends of mine, or whether it be a family member, or whether it be an ex. I don't really think that makes a difference if it is an ex or if it's another scenario that she's not cool with. So I think that with the biggest thing is know your partner. Know your partner. Know your partner. If you know your partner, then you can address all of that stuff.
But here's the thing. Let's even go a level beyond that. It's not just knowing your partner. It's respecting your partner. Because you can know that your partner would have a problem with this in red. Are you with me?
I'm with you, honey.
Okay. You can know that your partner would have a problem with this, but you could choose not to respect.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop.
That your partner has a problem with
it. Number one, and this is what I'm trying to say. When I say know your partner, meaning you understand what's cool and what ain't cool. And if you are...
I heard you perfectly, Mark.
So, but here's my point.
But what I'm saying is, regardless if you know a thing, you can know a thing and not exercise good judgment.
If that's the case, then if you're not exercising good judgment in your relationship, then we got another problem anyway.
Well, that's why I said he's my ex-husband.
What I'm saying is, if you know your partner and you understand what it means to that person and you understand what problems it will cause, then, hey, if you understand all that and you're willing to do it anyway, then, hey, that tells you something, too, about y'all relationship.
That's why he's X'd out.
Right. But to the general question of the ability to do any of these types of things, again, it comes down to the fact of you being aware of your relationship. You understand the triggers. If you don't want your girl triggered or your guy triggered because you know it's something that you're going to cause a problem, then the question would be, what's more important to you, having a social gathering or your mate being happy? And only you can answer that.
Well, we're going to answer that when we come back. We're going to take a commercial break, and I want Red to comment as to what I said. I want to get her feelings on, you know, my scenario that I just shared with our listeners. So we'll be back in a moment.
In 1 second
of 1 minute,
it only takes one
word,
one gesture, one story, one idea,
one image,
one hug, one kiss, one smile, one hand, one look, one touch, one dream.
Everybody got a dream.
One gift. And one person to do one of these things to make one difference. Oh, yeah. Before I go.
One thought.
Will you be the one to do at least one of these things? Today's segment has been brought to you by the number.
One.
It's been Mark Said It in under
1 minute.
And we're back. And we are freestyling tonight. We have no rhyme or reason. I'm joined with my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas, and one of our special guest panelists, Red. So I'm going to turn it over to Red right now and ask her to share her thoughts on my scenario that I just explained. Get your feet.
What boggled me about the young women that were on the show. First of all, they're beautiful, and they were able to move on, and they both had kids between them, and I thought, okay, I think that is, like, the most amazing thing that I've heard. However, there is a very, very small percentage of the population of the world who will be able to do that unless they live in communal situations where they have to deal with wives all around them because they're wife number 4 or 5, and that's the way the town works. But if you are of this particular side of the country and you normal relationships don't all break up with rose petals and rainbows. They don't. And even if they do, I don't think I want to be sitting around breaking bread and having drinks with my ex and his new one, because it's like, why are we doing that? And I don't want to confuse my kids any more than they already are by us mixing and mingling the whole situation like that on a regular basis. Now, if we cool because you come and you're dropping the kids off and you're going to do your thing and I'm taking the kids back from the weekend that they spent with you and it was all good, then that's fine. Of course I'm going to put on a, okay, mommy's cool with dad dropping y'all off and we good, we have a good mutual relationship that's based on mutual respect. But if I'm in a situation where my man is telling me I'm not cool with homie coming here, and no, he can't be dropping nobody off and all this other kind of stuff, and it makes me uncomfortable, then I have to make other arrangements and respect that. And that's what I think that Bree was saying, and she felt disrespected, and she was. He knew that she didn't like it, yet he said it was okay anyway. And he probably said it was okay anyway because he just felt like, you know, so what? Mom and dad like her, and what the hell you care for because you with me? Because that's how some men think. They're kind of oblivious to certain situations. So that's why he just did that and let that go.
Well, again, like I said, we know that obviously if this is about respect and we have this in our relationship and we communicate in our relationship, then we should have a good idea. And if we don't have a good idea, once we are informed, then we do what is best for the relationship. And if we don't have that relationship, then we have to consider whether we want to stay in that relationship. But as to whether it can happen, which was the initial question, yeah, it can happen. Is it an apparition? I think it is. I don't think most people are doing it. No, I agree. I don't think most people are hooking up with the exes and everybody is, like you say, kumbaya. They're not doing it. I can do it. You know, I know I can do it. So it's not no big deal to me. But the issue is, if it's a big deal to the mate, then I ain't going to be doing it. And here's the other side of it. 9 times out of 10, especially if everybody's got work and they're doing all the things they're doing, how much time you really have to hang out anywhere with anybody outside of your mate? You know what I'm saying?
That,
you know,
that was my thing. And that's the thing that I found interesting. I'm like, well, these people are very high profile. They're all doing different kinds of things. They're in the music industry. They're in the movie industry. And they're doing all these different sports players and all sorts. Where do they have time to be sitting around having all these fun, loving conversations and just hanging out and chilling? I just couldn't understand it. It just completely went crazy when they said it. But then I've watched the body language. Now, the body language of the first woman, she's now remarried. She was married to this famous actor, and she now remarried, and her husband's a preacher. Maybe that she says she stands on the walk of God, and that's how she was able to go on and move forward and be able to accept that her first husband no longer wanted to be with her, and they were able to part amicably. And when he met the new wife, they joined forces, and they became very good friends. And it was all based on the fact that she had now become very spiritual and religious. But then the second woman, when she was explaining, she has 5 kids by her first husband and how they're supposed to be all cool, her whole body language didn't say they were cool. It said, well, we kind of cool now. I deal with it. But so that's why I thought this has to be the most bizarre thing that I have ever seen. I don't know anybody who is so cool with their exes that their current love and their ex-love are all cool and chilling. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I just thought about something, you know. I don't know. We have one of our other favorite callers that has graced us today from 612-306. 612-306. And who is this?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gail. Hi, everybody.
Hey. What's up?
Gail.
My perspective on the – I just want to touch on one thing with the Bree situation. And I don't know details, but you kind of gave quite a bit. But maybe he wasn't comfortable telling his mother no, who can come to her house. So he just said, yeah, whatever. I don't know. And then,
I think 50% of it was that.
Okay.
You know, because when I approached his mother and father, I said, I can't tell you who you can invite and who you can't invite to your home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just asking that you would take into consideration that this person is causing a lot of disturbance,
mm-hmm.
because she can't move on.
Right.
And it's not wise that she and I be in the same room together.
Okay.
You know? So if you don't want, like, your birthday cake on the ground and the damn birthday presents up in the air and, you know, the film all jacked up,
she
you might want to reconsider, you know, you might want to head her off at the pass and tell her, look,
okay.
You know what? It may not be a good idea for you to come here today.
Uh-huh.
Or if he happened to come, you know, tell her make her salutations real short. Or
mm-hmm.
if I walked in the door and she happened to be downstairs, you know, just do something to diffuse the situation and make future decisions that, because if I'm the wife, that means I'm gonna be around a long time, and
well,
we're gonna have to be interacting and building a relationship for a long time. Do you want the
right.
foundation of our interaction to be built on this drama?
Well, then it wouldn't be a relationship. So she
exactly,
and she should have probably asked you versus him, because I'm saying he probably wouldn't feel comfortable telling his mom who should be at her house or not. When she asked him, he just said,
well,
yeah, whatever.
I have a problem with that. He's a grown man. He's a grown man.
Even though we're grown, we're still kids when it comes to our parents.
No.
Well, maybe not you. Maybe not you. But I find a lot of people are, because that's just the dynamics of relationships. Because I'm gonna give you the two other things that I had on point was, I have a friend, and her son has five baby mamas. But at Thanksgiving time, all the girls are there, and he's with another girl who he's got three kids by now. But all the other five baby mamas are there, and she said they know how to act when they're at her house. And believe me, I didn't know none of them were girlfriends until the end. She walked me to my car, and she said, did you see so-and-so and so-and-so? That's his other baby mama. But they knew they wanted to be around her. They wanted to enjoy the company. They wanted to enjoy the good food. So they act accordingly. And I think that's going to be probably the new age, see, because my son dated a young lady, which I became close to. And so she called me a couple weeks ago, and she said, can I stop by and miss you? So I had her stop by with her friend. And then he was there. And then his new girlfriend came to pick him up. And he kind of had this shock look on his face, and we were on the porch. And so then he texted me the next day. He said, what was that about? And I said, because I'm a pillar in the community and the kids respect me like that, then you're going to have to get used to the fact that your friends become my friends. You know, they become kids that I mentor. So he understood that. But it's a new thing that's what I don't know about the older people. They're probably, you know, you have to look at where the place is going to, the venue. If it's a venue, then you have to choose where, if you're going to go to that venue or not, and what you're going to put yourself into.
Well, see, that's the problem with my situation. I wasn't given a choice. This wasn't brought to my attention until I walked in the door.
But
because
you already said
my ex-husband
was
so afraid to tell me that this was about to go down. 5 minutes before we got to my in-law's house, he tells me, hon, I got something to tell you. I'm like, what? He said, so-and-so is going to be at my mom and dad's birthday party. I
and
said,
you went
what?
In anyways. Did you go in anyways?
Well, I had no choice because we only took one car.
Okay, question for you. You said there were a communal family. That means that the people who have become part of their family, some of them stay, whether they're with that person or not. That's what it sounded like to me. What is a communal with you?
It's like like the open relationship concept. It's
so
just everybody just open and free.
Wow.
So, like, if somebody ex still is friends with the mom and dad, even though they're not dating. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you know that's the type of dynamics in that family. But, yeah, you and that girl had issues. But at some point, I'm going to someone else's house. Then I have to show respect for their house, their parents' house, too, right?
Okay, let me show
you
how I showed respect.
That's what you wanted.
When
to
I
say.
Realized what was about to happen,
mm-hmm.
I took the car keys from my husband. I said, "Find your way home, because I'm out of here."
Okay.
Because this is your parents' house.
Correct.
One, I'm not gonna be disrespectful in their house, and two, I'm 6 months pregnant, and I'm not gonna have a miscarriage because my blood pressure is up.
Now,
okay,
and that's
I'm
fine.
Out
yeah,
of
that's,
here.
There you go. You made a choice.
So
I made a choice.
Outside of this very, the drastic scenario, I guess. Back to what Red was asking, and I just think that at the end of the day, everybody's got to take in consideration what they're dealing with. And, I mean, you know, in Bree's situation, obviously, there were extenuating circumstances. There was a different kind of issues concerning enmeshment with the family and so forth and so on, which caused it to be a fiasco for her. But I'm sure somebody else out there can tell you that they didn't have that fiasco when in their scenario. So can it happen? I think that because of the emotional nature of relationships, because relationships are generally territorial, back to what Rhea was asking, I think it's highly unlikely that the majority of people are going to be able to do that, because even if it wasn't as drastic as Bree's situation, there may be little jokes that might be told, there may be little ways of looking, and then folks start trying to interpret, why is she looking at you like that? Why are you looking at you like that? What was that supposed to mean? All that kind of stuff. You know what? Take it out of the equation. Don't do it.
Absolutely.
Don't
my point.
I don't know. I think it's wider than you might think, because my brother just had to go to, well, he didn't have to go, but in honor of his grown kids who wanted to see him, who they haven't seen him in a while, he went to a family birthday party of one of his exes, his ex-wife, matter of fact, and the guy was there that she wind up marrying that she left him for. But he showed his face to the kids and said hi to the family, you know, because I just think it's happening more
Gail, let me say something about that. The thing is, what you just gave a different scenario. The scenario that Red was painting was people hanging out, we're all sitting like the chicken and sticking my head in. Because guess what? Depending on the size of your community and the size of your involvement in that community, it's chances you're going to cross paths with exes, and you should be able to be cordial with them. But sitting down and chilling with them, there are a handful of people that can do that. There are people, but don't get it twisted. It is happening. Similar to like what Bree was saying, there are open relationships. People are having open relationships. Conversely, people are having relationships where we're really cool, where we're very social and we're very interacting with each other. I don't think that's average, though. I think that's more of an aberration than it is an average. But that's,
Well,
what we're going to do right now,
we're going to
take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to allow Gail to finish her thought, and we're going to bring on a caller from 312-909. So we'll be back in a moment.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. We want a whole lot of that will make
the
sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what I'm saying? Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree Life.
How we live in life.
Hey.
That's right. We breathing light. I'm breathing light. Someone actually looked at me today and they said, wow, I didn't realize you had 6 dimples. Where all those dimples come from? Guess what? It's because I learned how to inhale and breathe light. So, and we're back, and it's Freestyle Thursdays, and I'm joined with my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. And we have on the line Red in Harlem, USA, and Gail in Minnesota.
Hello, hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
And gentlemen.
I have one question. Bree, is there enough estrogen in the building?
I think so. Look how the pendulum has swung.
We need to find a subject to attack him with, huh?
No, leave me alone.
Wait, hold on. I might be able to help you out there.
There'll be no such thing. Red is going to be my friend tonight. I need Red to tap into her testosterone because she has some. We all do. So I have estrogen. I need somebody.
Maybe.
What do you think? I appreciate it.
Well, before we went to our commercial break, I believe Gail wanted to finish out the things that, you know, her freestyles. And then I want to actually discuss my first freestyle of the evening. So,
Actually, you can go ahead. I was done. I'll think of something to freestyle about, yeah.
Well, my freestyle.
Is that
you?
I'm about to bring it.
We gotta laugh one more time. I wish we had recorded that. We could play that back.
Okay. My freestyle tonight, and I'm sorry, is Freestyle Thursdays. I love my listeners. If the church people are on the line, close your ears. if the politicians on the line.
You are not departing from politics. I got to tell y'all something. Bree used to tell me that she's like, this show, we got politicians listening into this. I'm like, boy, I think about the politicians. I know, really? Shoot. They got language.
I did not have sex with that lady.
Yeah.
Well, look here.
You gonna let loose, Bree?
I have a few things I need to get off my chest tonight.
All right, okay.
First thing.
Guess what? We're gonna inhale while you let go.
Okay. Well, what I want to know is what is going on with all the bitch assness in the world with these men.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pause. I'm going to mute my phone. I'm going to go.
You better not go nowhere.
I'll come over there
and bust you upside your head because I'm from Brooklyn.
Here she goes. Here she goes. That Brooklyn stuff. Oh, my goodness.
The bitch ass. I cannot take it. I cannot take it.
Well, there's a lot of variables to that answer that question.
There is. It sure is. There's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, it's becoming quite overwhelming, quite regular. I mean, I see the worst of. I am starting to see the worst of men. Really is concerning me.
What's the bitch ass? Spin it out. What is it?
Okay.
Come on.
Bitch assness. Why do certain men, all of a sudden, get their feelings caught on their sleeves, and they're just like, you know, I don't understand why you're being so mean. What?
You should be, you know what? Here's the thing. You're funny. Because,
you're being so mean to me.
Let me tell you why. Because most of y'all have problems with us not being, so now you got a sensitive man, and you're going to call him a bitch. Wow.
I didn't say I had a man that's acting like a bitch. I said I have been experiencing from time to time.
You run into nice guys.
You're running into nice guys now. You talk.
Oh my God!
You be upset at them. You be upset at how? Why you so? Why you gotta talk like that? Why you so mean? So now you got one saying that to you?
Yeah, telling me.
Wow.
Why are you so mean? Why do you have to say things like that? Why? I'm like, are you what? Come on, what?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's not him. Again, I'm just saying this, so don't go throwing nothing at me.
Listen,
but I'm just saying.
It's been
maybe,
2 nice months. Listen, you know,
wait a minute. Maybe that is an example of either A, he's being bitch assness, or maybe he's a heifer.
Or. What? What you say?
You
know. Hey, say that again.
I said is this an example of him being bitch assness, E, ain't even know none of it's a word, or that may be him being an asshole.
Please, move around on that.
This ain't personal, because this ain't about Bree, because Bree ain't talking about nobody being bitch ass with her, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you. Well, what? Can I ask a question? Why are you seeing these demonstrations of bitch happiness?
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it a lot. I got women calling me. I got women calling me. They emailing me. They texting me. I'm watching it on television. I'm seeing men take on. Wait, hold on. You asked the question. Let me answer it. I'm watching men taking on a more, and you're right, a more sensitive role, but it's too sensitive. It's not appealing. And for the women on the line, and I believe there are 3 strong women on the line, no woman likes a weak, whining ass man. Can I get an amen?
Wait a minute. There's a new acronym now. PDBA. We got PDBA, public displays of bitch assness.
Yeah, public displays of bitch assness. What is happening? I can't take it. I cannot take it. Or here's a good statement. I think you're being a bit selfish. So why am I being selfish? Because
women are always selfish. I mean, what do you mean?
Excuse me?
I thought that was vice versa.
I don't think so.
I thought it was a male species that was always selfish.
Yeah, that's what you thought. You're wrong. Women are selfish. Because they want you to care, to be in my face, to hug me, to care about me. You don't care about me. What happened to touching me and seeing me?
That is common consideration. That is not being selfish. Why are we being selfish? Because we're asking for a little bit of time, attention, and some damn affection. See, this is why y'all
need to PCA, baby.
I was wondering why she was so quiet. She came.
Where you going? I never. There's a saying that goes, look before you leap. So I never leap first. I always look. So always being quiet right before I'm ready to pounce. So I'm trying to figure out, what do you mean? Why is it that we're being selfish because we're asking for a common consideration, a little affection and attention? So what? That doesn't mean that we're being selfish. It means that we're
human. Wait a minute. What does it mean if a man is being, if he feels that you're being a little harsh with him?
I want to know
so
why
he's a bitch.
What you ask for your affection is being selfish. Why is he selfish?
Well, I kind of offer that as a opposite of what she's saying. The bottom line is, so this man is being sensitive, why he got to be a bitch?
I think she's a bitch assness. There's like a difference between being
no,
a
No, there ain't no difference. That's no.
Yes, there is.
You address a man and say you show him bitch assness, I'm gonna tell you, he gonna take the bitch and I'm gonna take the asses off of it. And he gonna interpret it. You just call him a bitch. I'm gonna trust and believe in the streets of Chicago and Houston. Now I don't know about Brooklyn, but I got a funny feeling if you use that phrase bitch assness with a man, he gonna take the ass. He ain't gonna even hear the assness. He gonna hear bitch. That's what he gonna hear.
Well, shame on him.
He gonna hear bitch coming from you.
Shame on him because there's a difference.
Now,
you
I don't know.
One thing I have to say about communicating, if you want to err on the side of carefulness, then you make sure you don't say nothing that can possibly be mistaken. So, therefore, if you would put the word bitch in a word,
Every single day. I know you not talking about what?
I have a problem with it.
Just stop.
Because ain't nobody ain't accused me of that. That's just the opposite for me. I ain't getting beat up for being too soft and shit. You know what I'm saying? I just really ain't. I don't know. I mean, but, you know, I was called cynical before. I'm a cynic.
Okay, I'm gonna show you another example of the bitch assness. Mm-hmm. When a man does something for you, right? And then he take it back. What is that, ladies? What is that? Bitch assness. Bitch assness.
So let me just try to get some clarity here.
Oh, God.
We shouldn't say that men are being bitch asses because that would make them feel like whatever. That would make them feel like okay. And if we do say that, then they're supposed to come back with, "You're being selfish." I'm trying to figure out.
Wait. Do it again.
Yeah, there is. If I'm telling you that you one way and you come back, and you come back with, instead of answering the question and coming up with a solution by calling me an additional name that makes no sense to me when it's going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's communication all the time, every single day, all day long. That's the way the world goes. So until we learn how to listen and express ourselves with clarity, then we're always going to have a breakdown in communication. If I'm saying to you, you are acting bitchity today, or how
bitchity?
If you're asking,
you're getting worse. You know what? You're just going to go way out.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got
you on the bitchity. We have to rein you in, Rich. You're out of control right now.
And why? Not, oh, you being selfish. Oh, you on some. What? Let me see. What was I told?
Can you do me that?
I have the hard shell of a steel pipe, but the heart of a Twinkie. What the fuck that means?
Okay.
Know.
You know what, Red?
Red.
No, could you do me a favor, Red? Could you say that word one more time?
Bitchity.
Yes.
Red. This is what I gotta say to Red.
Who cares about the love right now?
Wow. Well, you know, in that case, go ahead, girls.
Oh my goodness.
How about it?
Marky, did you have your cereal today?
What did you say?
Did you have your breakfast?
I have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and I'm having an evening cap. So I'm good.
And you took your medication, your pills, you know, your
drink. All of that. I took
the happy pill. You took the happy pill.
I took all of that stuff, man, for real. I want y'all to know that. I make sure. See, my thing is this. I'm going to take my medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to take my medicine. Even if I need a spoonful of sugars.
Make the medicine go down.
Even if I need a spoonful of sugar, ladies. So what I have to say is, when I listen to all these statements being made concerning brothers and how they're betraying themselves, you know, in the face of you very liberated and strong women. And so now we're having a problem feeling that the brothers are being bitches or bitch assness or bitch
back.
Or whatever variation of the word you want to use. Remember, when you put the word bitch in it, it gives certain imagery. So that's fine. That is so fantastic. Bitch shastness, whatever, bitchity, and la 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 la.
Can you pass the gray coupon?
I'm just saying. So, my thing is this. You all having problems with these men? I mean, you're running into problems, Bree or Ray? Y'all having problems with men right now?
No,
I'm not
talking. I didn't say I had a problem with a man and the bitch asses. Even though, yes, I know some. I do know some.
You know what? Come on.
But I'm seeing this from afar. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing people complain. This is a real problem.
Yeah.
I'm hearing women complain about this.
How do you support your sisters when they come to you and they say, Sister Bree, I have run into another case of bitch assness. from a 6'7", 250-pound man. I have just run into it again. Sister Bree, who has a D-Live radio show, who's aired all across the country and in several other nations and countries, what do you have as advice for these ladies to address the bitch-assness that's running rampant in the streets all around America?
Man,
right, grab your nuts and get it going.
Oh, grab your. Wait, you tell the women to grab their nuts?
No, I'm telling them to tell the men.
Oh, are you telling the women to grab the men's nuts?
God.
I mean, what are we doing on the show here? I mean, what? I mean,
man.
Come on.
Command
up. What
man
are you doing? Oh,
man up. You know what? Man up doesn't mean that you have to be ignorant, that you have to lie. Like, men have this misperception that women can't handle the truth, that they have to lie. Let me tell you something. Here's the thing that most men don't know.
I want to lose my membership to the She Woman Man Haters Club.
But I just got to give some of the brothers out there a little insight. Tell the truth.
You don't have to give us that.
Usually, listen, if we ask you a question, it ain't because we don't know the answer. It's because we want to know if you're going to tell us the truth.
Okay, Bree, can I tell you something? We're not worried about whether you can handle the truth. Don't believe that. That's not the problem. I'm gonna speak for all the brothers. I'm gonna speak for all the brothers out there. Let me explain to you what the deal is. But guess what? You already know. You know this already. But just so you know it already, I'm just gonna say it again. I'm gonna be, for the sake of being redundant, I'm gonna say it again. Number one, we don't want to fess up because we want to prolong or delay your reaction to it, because we want to keep doing whatever the hell we've been doing, and we want to have our cake and eat it too. That's what the hell it is about. It ain't about we don't think you can handle it. We know how you're going to handle it. You ain't going to agree with half the stuff we don't come up and tell you. So that's what we do. We don't tell you. We shut up most of the time. And if it comes out to it, then yeah, we will lie. We will lie. I mean, hell, you've been lied to before. So this ain't new to you. This is not a new concept, being lied to by a man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because we have not made a decision that includes not being with you. So we know that if we tell you the truth about certain things, that's going to mean that we're going to have to end our relationship. I don't want to end my relationship, but I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. So the selfish man that I am is going to try to figure a way to weave in my ability to placate you and keep on doing what I'm doing. So if a lie can extend me some more days, then I'm going to lie. Now, you ain't got to like that, but let's keep it, since we're keeping it real on this show, on the Bree Life Radio Show, for those who are listening, you know, the phone number is 424-220-1862. And if you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life. But if you're listening, then you all need to understand, men don't want to stop having their party. We don't want the party interrupted. And we want to keep doing what we're doing. So that's what we do. We lie to you.
Lie.
Why?
Lie.
We lie to you because
lie.
We want to keep it. That's
lie.
Right. We lie. But guess what? Everybody lies for the same reasons, because they want to delay the inevitable. They don't want certain things to happen because they know by revealing the truth, the party may end. Now, if you're saying you can't handle the truth, now our concept of handling the truth is, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing and you're going to stay. Now, that's what we want to hear. You ain't going to give me that. So, therefore, you're getting lied to. So,
how
you might as well just understand it's going to happen.
Don't tell us the truth. You don't know what our reaction is going to be. You just
and I ain't taking a chance. Remember, I'm a gambler. Remember, we're gambling. I'm going with my odds. My odds is the average woman ain't going to stay with me if I tell her I'm having sex with another woman. She ain't going to go along with that. So guess what? I'm going with the odds. Now, you're right. There's going to be that one lone woman out there that's going to say, oh, that's no problem, baby. But guess what? I ain't met her. I don't know her, and I wasn't in a relationship with her. So therefore, if I was messing around, and, oh, I want to say this outright for any lady that's listening, I don't cheat, and I haven't. So therefore, I don't know. And when I say cheat, I'm saying having sex with a woman. I'm saying filling on asses and doing other things like that. Now, if you're saying some kind of other emotional, I confided in another woman outside of my relationship, okay, I cheated. But that ain't what we're talking about in my mind. I'm talking about I'm out here laying around. You're not going to hear that. I ain't telling you that. If I was doing it, I'm not going to tell you. And I'm not taking a chance that Red is going to be understanding and she's going to go along with my program. I ain't telling you that.
Oh, I'm not.
Exactly, and I'm thinking, and guess what? I'm thinking you're not, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm not telling you. That's what I'm not going to do.
What?
And if you find
no,
out,
the problem
you find
with
out.
That is that the problem with that is that eventually we find out anyway, because what comes, what's always in the dark comes in the light.
And you know that.
Guess
what? So guess what we're doing? We're buying
now
another day. Remember this, Red? We're just buying another day, another minute. We know what we're doing.
You know
and
what
guess what?
Doing?
We might be able to, guess what? We might be able to buy another year. We
you
might be able to buy two more years.
You don't know what you're doing. This is why you are all turning into bitchity bitch asses. This is why.
That sounds like a hurt woman talking to me. That's a hurt woman. You just been hurt talking to men. That's all. And I understand. We have hurt y'all. We know we have hurt you all. That's why we just name calling now. Bitch asses. Now we're name calling. And that's okay. You can call sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break my bones. But bitch ass in this word, so they ain't going to hurt me.
But that's, and see how you're taking this all kind of personal? I didn't say you.
Well, we're not in a relationship yet, so therefore I can't have this conversation with you like this. So I'm not taking it personal.
I'm not going to cheat on you.
I won't cheat on you, Red. I promise. And if I cheat on you, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Off kilter with your kind of, I don't know, your little suave charm kind of on the left of the side
me?
Of the mode somewhere.
Me charming? Me charming.
Nonetheless.
Wow.
I'm saying.
Oh, that's
that
a stretch. You don't, she ain't been introduced to you yet.
Hey, look, breathe.
Men have a situation where they constantly lie. They think they know what they're doing, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into bitchity
yeah,
bitch ass. This
we
is
know
what I'm
doing.
Don't know what you're doing. You don't. This is why you're crying when we leave. This is why you end up begging and pleading and wanting us back when we're done with you.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I got to jump in.
We know. I asked
someone recently a question. I'm not going to say what the question was, but I was very clear. I asked the question not because... not because I didn't know the answer, and I was waiting for him to tell me. I knew the answer. I just was wondering if he was going to be honest.
Bree, when you all present it questions, you think we don't know what the hell y'all doing? We already know. Uh-oh, something she didn't see or something she didn't approve is letting her know what's cracking. So now we're trying to find out how much do you really know.
Yeah, and I'm not revealing how much I know. You know, look for stuff, you'll find it. But this was one time I really wasn't looking. I wasn't looking. I wasn't trying to find out nothing. None of that. And I found out, and just because God is an awesome God and he protects me because I got the whole armor on and he know what I've been through and ain't trying to go through nothing else.
All right.
Wow. Certain things was revealed when I wasn't expecting it, and oh
when
my
wasn't
goodness!
Expecting it.
So I asked the question, And of course, the person failed. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Another one bites the dust.
So guess what? He lied. he lied. And he bit the dust, and such is life. But here's the thing. All I'm saying is this. When we lie, you can call us names. Obviously, you can be not happy with it, but people lie for a reason, trust me. And the reason is because they want to be able to continue to do
what they're doing. They're selfish. They're selfish.
Right. Hell yeah. Hell to the yes. It is selfishness. You know, first of all, who wants? If I had men on here being honest, if this was a barbershop, we don't keep. I'm gonna keep it real for all the brothers in a barbershop. We don't keep
it real. Yeah, where's what's his name?
Steve Martin. Yeah, barbershop.
Martin the barber.
Yeah, my man Martin. That's right. He's doing good. He might even be listening. Shout out to Martin the barber over there.
How about we love you, Martin?
TC Jester, 1960 in Houston. He cut the hair. Cornerstone Barbershop. Anyway, that was a plug for my man. Cuts my hair out beautifully. Looking beautiful. Got the waves looking like it's a tsunami. Trust me. That's my guy.
Tsunami.
Anyway,
okay.
But if we're having barbershop talk, here's the deal. We're going to keep it 100% real with you. The reality is that we know when we lie, and we got a good feeling that you might even know. But you know what? If you're going to continue the charade with us, we're going to continue it with you. So if you want to call me on it, and then when I lie, you're going to stay with me, then what you doing? If you're going to end it because you know, then they will just end it. Because guess what? One thing I do know is this. Yeah, we cry, we beg, but after a while, once we realize you ain't going to take us back, trust me, there's Sally, Susie, and Jane, and we will move the hell on. We're going to do it.
No, I know.
It's all good.
I got to know. I'm going to
bite the dust. Yeah, I'm going to bite the dust. And guess what? Because the numbers, because the numbers are on my side as a man, I ain't going to worry about that. I understand there'll be somebody. So I'm going to Howard Hewitt. Someone that has a love just for me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good. And I'm going to find her.
Woman, you may be slaying all day and every day. There is just a small percentage of quality women. And the one that you just stepped off from because she had to leave your bitch ass because you lied to her all the time.
Now, listen to you. Look at you. You just said something about me. I'm a little emotion there, Red. Red.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. We going to have a – oh, this is going to be a good commercial.
Red. You know what, honey? I'm just keeping it – you know what? You done lived long enough. Red, this is what I found out. This is what I know about you because you've been on the show enough. This is what I know about you. You're in our age group, meaning you're above 40 years old, which means you done had at least two relationships in your damn life. I promise you do. So, therefore, if you done had two relationships at least in your life to this point, then you know what you know is going to be out there. And the reality is this. Yeah, he might have lost whatever he lost, but he understood, obviously, she didn't mean as much to him as you thought she did because he wouldn't have been out there doing the extra stuff. So, obviously, she wasn't on that quality in his eyes because, remember, just like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, quality is too. So, just like you said, he messed up on that quality relationship, he didn't see it as being that because if he did, he would have treated it that way. So he
no.
Who's out on quality because he ain't seen his quality.
All men have ADD. So I'm crazy with this confusion of mine sitting over here trying to figure out how you so all of a sudden intuitive when you got ADD because you wasn't nurtured enough when you was a baby or because you didn't get your breakfast when you was kidding.
Right. I wasn't on the titty long enough. The titty wasn't on the titty long enough. Yeah.
How can you be
no,
so
on the titty long
know what you know that we know and we know that you know and all this other stuff you're trying to figure out how we know it. But yet, y'all have ADD. I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused with that. You can't have to.
I can understand. Guess what? You know, they say it's a method in the madness. Here's the thing. A lot of times you have what I call opposites. When I say, I'm talking about opposite traits, which are actually operating in the same space. He is attention deficit. But just because he has a hard time keeping attention doesn't mean he doesn't have any attention. So I didn't say he was without attention. I said he had a deficit in that area. So remember this, because we do. We do have a deficit in that. But we know we're cheating. We know we're cheating.
The idea of a quality woman. The quality woman that you found. crown, put a ring on her finger, and married was a quality woman. And in the end of the day, even if you could go find 50 other women, you saw something in her to put a ring on it at the end of the day, marry her, and bear children with her. So don't tell me that, oh, well, she wasn't a quality woman to him. Because
I didn't say,
girlfriend or their wife, but while committed, have sex with other people and it not be anything more than sex.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
You have a hard time. So what's your problem?
What do you mean, what the hell is my problem? The problem is that if we love each other, you should be, you shouldn't be having sex with nobody else.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need y'all to take a breath. You know what? Here's a question. Since you have a freestyle, I have a caller from the 504-535. Let's see what they have to say about that, because I'm sure they heard that. You're on the Bree Live Radio Show, 504-535. What say you?
This is for Ms. Bree. Women are the same way. That's all I want to say. Women do the same thing.
So what do they do? What do you mean they do the same thing? What do women do? What 504, what do they do? Oh, 504 dropped off. She said women do the same thing.
Please, that 504 number, that 504 number, we love that 504 number.
We love all our callers.
She just hangs out, she listens, she supports the show.
All I'm saying is
this. This is the first time we heard from her in 5 months.
Check this out. I will
agree. I appreciate her keeping it brief, because guess what? That's some fragadago bull crap. Of course I know that some women may do that too. But I'm not talking about a woman telling me this. I'm talking about a man told me this very recently. And I'm saying I think it is ridiculous. If you are committing yourself to someone, whether you're a man or a woman, If you're loving your partner, you shouldn't be having sex with anybody else.
And so what you just did is this. You do what everybody does. You have created your set of standards and rules, which you have the right to, and you said, if you love me, and then you fill in the blank. And if he does X, Y, Z, he doesn't love you. Fine. He's telling you he can love you and do that. So that means he has
may love me, but he ain't respecting me, which is a facet of love.
Wait a minute. Let me help you out real quick. I'm going to help you out. You ain't got to agree with this.
Yeah, you ain't going to
help
me
out.
No.
I'm going to help you out. Let me tell you, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you and any other listener, woman, that's listening. You obviously ain't going to agree with that. We understand that. But what we're telling you is this. We have a feeling for you that ain't like the woman that we laid down with yesterday that wasn't you, that other woman. We enjoy the sexual experience we had with her, but trust me, when it comes to who we want to confide in, who we want to have a conversation with, she ain't the damn one. Now, you're saying, well, why ain't it 100% me? The bottom line is that in most cases it is the 100% you, because most of us ain't cheating and most of us ain't sleeping around. I think that's another concept. Most men ain't running around having sex with a bunch of different women other than their girl. But for those who do, I understand what they're saying. That it was an experience that they had. It ain't no different than going and shooting pool, playing basketball, and any other exploit that they had that they didn't do with their girl. They're not trying to be with that woman. Now, there are other guys that are trying to be with that woman. Now, they're really torn. But you got guys that clearly can have sex, because sex is an act. It ain't about love, unless you put it in there. It's about a function. It's about an erection. It's about a pole meeting the hole. Now, that's what it is. That's what it's about. It really is. So now, you said sex. You didn't say making love with another woman. He had sex with a woman. So he got a nut. He wasn't having a relationship, meaning he wasn't having a meaningful interaction with her. Now, when he has sex with you, he may have that meaningful interaction. He might have that old baby moment. He might have that I want to cuddle with you afterwards moment. He ain't having that with her. So that's what he's telling you. Now, it ain't acceptable to you, but that's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying was it acceptable. He's just giving you clearly that there's a difference. He don't love her. That's all he's saying. You ain't got to buy it. We understand you don't buy it. But to psychologically be able to understand a difference, yeah, hell yeah, it's a difference. I guarantee you every woman out there that had sex with a man she wasn't in love with. So what makes you think he couldn't do it? So everybody, and I'm not putting any lady on blast, but you're telling me you ain't never had sex for the pleasure of having sex, and that was it. I don't think there's no woman out here that can tell me that. She's a liar.
There are many women out here who have experienced that. No one is saying that she hasn't. We're not talking about the single woman who's having a bunch of drive-bys or whatever.
No. I ain't talking about that either, Red, that ain't what I'm talking about, dear. What I am saying to you is this. To be able to differentiate love from sex, it can be done. And me and Kim do.
I just agreed with you. If you would just listen to me. I just agreed with you.
Oh, I'm so glad, Red. That's cool. I'm feeling good now. Really good.
Hold on. Don't get too happy. So, I want to roll back a little bit because I know we talk a lot about people cheating, men cheating, and men lying and stuff like that. And we're not saying that women don't do it too because they do. But it's not just the cheating that you guys lie about. Y'all have these separate lives and do these things that y'all know that you're not supposed to be doing when you're in a committed relationship. And when the relationship is still building and it's new and you knew that you were at that revealing. There's a certain time when you start a relationship when you are revealing yourself. You are supposed to become transparent to each other. And then 6-7 months in, you find out that they weren't transparent. They were hiding babies, marriage certificates, and all other kind of things that they should have been real with you about. So it's not just about the cheating that we're talking about in men that makes us lose our faith and our trust in them, because it's all the other stuff that comes along with their behavior that makes us always want to sit on pause, because we never know who they really are, because you never reveal who you really are, because you're always sitting around trying to run an angle instead of just being completely open and honest like you're supposed to be. If you're trying to really build a relationship with that person, you sit on lie after lie after lie. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're cheating.
A lie after a lie?
Hold on. I don't think that every single man cheats. There are men who don't, but he's lying about other shit. I know
that. That's right. You're right.
Why not just be honest all the way around about everything, whatever it is, and then
that's asking too much of a man.
And that
to
is
be
important.
Open and honest and upfront.
Okay. You know what? But here's what I do know. Unless you all are getting ready to come, two things: turn into a nun or A, become a lesbian. Guess what? You're gonna deal with men. So therefore, you have to figure out what you're gonna do. Keep on searching. He's out there. It's all in the game. This is
oh,
the game.
Shut up,
it's called the game of love. It's all in the game. Hey, I'm keeping it real.
Time.
You can tell me to shut up, but you know I'm telling the truth. Unless you get ready, if you're not going dickless, then guess what? You're getting ready to deal with a man then. So that means you'll work it out.
You've been on the earth long enough. You're working out. Prince Charming is out there for you.
This
when
is why
in, you had to deal with the Frackenackles, as you say. They're going to come. And guess what? Frackenackles are going to come dressed like Prince Charming. You're going to have to deal with that. Oh, well, get your Frackenackle radar out.
But, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, Mark, we heard you. So what I'm saying is this is why Bree started off the conversation with why are men suddenly acting like bitches, okay? This
Don't be right because I'll get in trouble with the principal over here.
With why are men suddenly acting with detachment? This is why. This is why she said that. We become very skeptical, which makes us kind of hard.
Y'all work it out.
So that's why. And whether we work it out or not work it out or figure out another way, when we come at y'all all crazy, don't be saying, "Why are you being so mean? What's the matter with you?" We want to hear that. What's the matter with me is that I know you're lying. That's what's the matter with me.
That's what's the matter with me. I know you're lying. When I ask you a question, it's because I already know the answer. I just want to know that you're going to tell me the truth. I just want to know you tell me the truth. That's all.
Well, you know what? Like I said again, I understand what you sisters are saying. I understand. I'm just saying this. If you ain't giving up on the male part of our species, then guess what? You can work it out. And why can't he do it? There are men that can't tell the truth. There are men that can't. That do.
I'd like to see.
And then there are those who lie. Then there are those who lie. And those who lie, they lie.
Can that one
like,
step
just
up?
Just like
please.
My man. Remember, we had a sound bite from one of our little commercials, and it had a man saying women, they just lie. So his perception, through his experiences, whether we agree with his experiences or not, is that he runs into a lot of women that lie to him.
Please. I think his view of the world is a little skewed.
Well,
but,
okay, but
because I know him.
I know, right? You know him, but all I'm saying is that's what he sees. And that's what it is for him.
Uh-huh.
And, just like there's some women that see all, and I'm saying all, they see all men as dogs. So for that small few or however many women that believe that, you know, hey, they got to deal with that. I don't know what to tell them. I mean, my thing is this. I love women, so I'm going to continue to engage with you all. I'm going to continue to do it. It's going to be a beautiful thing for me. And you know what? My heart is going to get broke sometimes, and then other times I'm going to get everything I want, and most of the time, I'm not going to get what I want all the time. And, you know, we work it out, you know, because I haven't figured another way. I don't like men. I love women. So I'm going to have to deal with y'all some kind of way. I try not to lie to y'all. Most of the time, I don't. I ain't going to say I never did. I'm not going to say I never did. But the bottom line is, most of the time, I tell the truth. Now, I get in trouble more. I like the truth because it makes my walk a little lighter. I ain't got to walk around with all the heaviness. Because I do agree, when you lie, that means you're withholding. That means that's more that you're holding on to. That means you got a heavier walk. And I don't like to walk heavy. I like to walk and live light as possible. So, therefore, I'm the kind of guy, I'm going to keep it real with you, whether you like it or not. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to have that problem like that for the most part. I just don't. You know, I have other problems. I do. The lying thing ain't my thing. I don't have the energy for it. Plus, I always believe, I told Cats, the reason I didn't sell crack cocaine when it first came out in 85 in Chicago was not because it was some altruistic, moral, ethical thing. I was convinced I was going to make my first sale and it was going to be to a cop, and I don't want to go to jail. So for me, it's truly convenience when I don't lie. It's to tell the truth because I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want to be bothered with you catching me. I don't want to be bothered with feeling what I feel about it. So it makes it easier for me to do it that way. But, you know, hey, y'all running into all these knuckleheads. I don't know what to tell y'all. Maybe I need to watch out what y'all doing. I don't know. I'm just saying. I ain't saying that's y'all, but I'm just saying.
And again,
I don't know who you're walking into.
Stop personalizing the situation. Why do you keep doing that?
Well, here's the reason. Because I'm personalizing it for those who is personal, too. Because it's not personal to everyone. Because guess what?
for some people, they and whoever they're out here in Blog Talk, Real Life Radio Land, they know who they are. Because remember, to some women, you are representing them right now on the radio, whether you like it or want to be or not. Similarly, to some men and to some women, I'm representing men to them. So I'm just keeping it as real as I can to those. It's not so much you, because with Red and Bree are bringing up good points. But what I'm saying is that for the women out there that feel that way and have some type of investment into these emotional attachments, they need to ask themselves some questions about themselves. Like I said on one of my Mark settings, look who's in front of you before they get under you. Do some work. And guess what? Even after you do your due diligence, as Red said, it may be 6 or 8 months down the line and you do find something. Hell, one woman told me it was 6 years later she found out some stuff that was going on from the beginning of the relationship. Well,
right.
That happens. That happens. Yeah. It happens, y'all. It happens. And we had to live with that. I mean, what can you do? What can you
do? Well, I feel for that sister. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. It's not. It's, I feel for it, too. I feel for it, too. But it's what it is. I mean, and what can
there
you,
is
you know,
a caller in the queue, Mark. You might want to bring that caller back on.
Well, let's bring that caller back on. Who is that caller that is in the queue? I would like to know. Let's see. Who is she or he? And I'm trying to see where are they at. I don't have anybody in my queue, Bree.
Hello? Okay.
On? You can bring them back in.
Okay.
Do you see them?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you brought it back in. Is that our friend from 612-306? What do you have to add on this conversation?
612-306. Miss Turtle, I know this is you out there. Will you speak up on this case or not? Going once, going twice, we're going to put you back on hold. Anyway, so, as I was saying before, y'all, I mean, you know, I'm not taking it personal, but I understand that we have a radio show and that we have people that are listening that actually have feelings that are being expressed by the people on this panel, me, you, me, Bree, and Red. So when I speak, I'm speaking for those individuals that may have an opinion or feeling about that, because I know they're out there. And I'm saying for all of you out there, look who's in front of you. Do a little more work, but guess what? All the work you can do is not going to ensure you that you're not going to get, as Bree calls them, a fragonackle. It's going to happen. It's part of the game. It's part of the game, y'all. I mean, it's a part we don't like. And I guarantee you, if we're 40 years old or above, we understand that it's part of the game. So guess what? We use a lot of deliberation. We go on with some trepidation when it comes to if we're single right now. Because if we're in the singlehood, we're constantly wondering, do we want to get back out of here? Because no one wants to be single at our ages a lot of times. We bought the American dream. We bought the I want to have a picket fence, the husband, and happily ever after. But if we're in our 40s, I can promise you most of us understand that we didn't get that. But we still have the desire to want to attach. So what are we going to do? We're going to keep on doing what we've been doing.
Doesn't
we
mean
have as much due diligence as possible.
It may take a little long, but it's all
possible. It might. And you know what? And that's the truth. It just might. But I ain't going to quit. See, I'm single right now, and I would love to have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be in a relationship. And when it comes, hey, it comes. I've had a couple good ones, and they've ended for various reasons, because, you know, hey, and actually, I can converse with each one of these people that I used to be exes with. But we ain't back together for various reasons, and I take responsibility for whatever my part is. But I ain't quitting. I'm on that Howard Hewitt. You know, either somewhere there's a love just for me. I'm on Howard Hewitt. So I'm going to find her. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep talking about it on the radio, on the Bree Life Radio Show, on Blog Talk Radio.
Let's hope she's a good listener, because
But you know what though? And this is true, because she should be a good listener. But believe it or not, and I think you can understand this, that when you're in a dynamic, it's kind of like work.
a lot of times when I'm on the phone, I'm on the radio, I am a personality. I'm a personality. I go into actual roles, so to speak. And people are amazed. What'd you say?
You're not bringing that to your relationship, are you? Because you women don't want the personality; they want you.
No, that's what I was going to tell you. Well, in a relationship, they find that, I don't know, maybe talk as much when we're sitting on the couch with each other. I might, sometimes they almost just say, like, well, I'm like, no, because the bottom line is that these are various manifestations of the same human being. I am talkative in a certain arena, but in other arenas, I don't have nothing to say because that ain't that arena. And for you to believe that, oh, when you meet me, that all you do is talk, well, that's okay if you think that, but come on, really? All? All is like a real big word.
Well, I don't know. But I know you love to talk. I'm not saying anything
wrong. I love to talk.
He just has to be a very patient and avid listener. That's all.
Well, I mean, I really don't think she has to be, because, like I said, the bottom line is this. At the end of the day, I make adjustments to who's in front of me. You see what I'm saying? And I think that ultimately most of us do the same thing in our relationships. We make adjustments. And the person that's walking down the street, the person that's at work, the person that's at the health club, the person that's various other places, we may not always be that person at home. And especially when we really are in love or attached, a lot of times we manifest a little different in those relationships. You know what I'm saying? We may be a little more toned down, or we may be more demonstrative. You know? We may be more assertive, or we may become more submissive. Who knows? My point is that relationship dynamics have a lot to do with it. So even the most talkative human being, when they interact with a certain energy, they can become like a little mouse, because that certain energy takes them to a different frequency. And that's what I've noticed about relationships. You know, you all have had male friends or female friends, and you say, I don't understand how Danny or Georgia is, because that ain't how she usually is when she's around us or when he's around us, because when he's around that woman or that man, it's a different person because of that. It's the issue of chemistry. And that chemistry changes how a person reacts and responds. So that's kind of what I always notice. Even the most talkative person can become kind of docile in the right kind of company. And trust me, I've been around a woman that made me shut up. They're out there, trust me. Oh, my goodness. Made me shut up.
I'm just saying I'm very observant, and I just observed that we have spent the last 12 minutes.
On a radio show.
Mr. Mark, this is who I am, Houston. Show.
Mark said it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. On the radio. Oh, no. What the heck is going on? Are we calling someone?
I have no idea.
What was that?
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What's going on the Bree Life Radio Show? You know, it's been a beautiful thing, though. But, you know, I think about the fact that, yeah, I do have things to say, but I do understand the chemistry. And one thing women know more than anything, you all know about chemistry better than probably we do. We kind of find out about it, so to speak. But you all really know about chemistry. And men are, sometimes we have a tendency to be not as observant to what's going on. We do. So we do rely on you all to bring it out a lot of times. And most women do. You all do. You all have something to say. And you all will say something. So, I mean, I love women, so. I love y'all. So all the sisters out there, I love y'all.
Well, we're glad that you love us, Mark. And I just want to say, I want to thank all our guest callers, Red, Gail. We miss her. We miss Red. And our caller from 504, thanks for jumping on and, you know, enlightening us to your perspective on what women do. And I want to thank my co-host, my favorite co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners for following the show. We'll be back next week on Tuesday with Relationship Extra. Wednesday, of course, with the Bree Life Radio Show. Thursday with Bree Life Radio, Freestyle Thursdays. And I just want to say I love you all on purpose.
Let's
in closing.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Yeah, yeah. Adrian in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in.
Yes,
look,
sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the next to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.